Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, once again, this is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve's Gym. Episode talk about God's Word from friends, Jim, and your check and how are you today? Great, it's wonderful November day. Ain't good for you out here east. It's been unusually warm. It's 70 today, but I'm enjoying it. I love it. And as far as your day has gone well. Today I'm going to share my own personal testimony. I tend to do it this time every year. I'd like to add that it was this past Wednesday, November 4th, that's my spiritual birthday. In other words, that's the day that I asked Jesus Christ to come into my life as my Lord, my Savior. This was done 48 years ago. And I remember it was late at night when I did that. And since that day, it's been wonderful. Like, most important thing I ever done in my life. I'd like to go back to the beginning. My parents, particularly my mom, share with me, my brother and sister, that there was someone greater than me, or someone greater on anybody on the earth. And I kind of think that's the heart, that there was someone greater than what I was going through, than the earth. Something had, I believe that there was some guiding, I would prefer to say, the affairs on the earth. And by mentioning this, it helped me as the years passed on. It was something I could really grab a hold on. Maybe I didn't quite understand everything about it, but it was a comfort at times, particularly times of trouble. We went to church. My mom had always gone to church. My father was very, on occasion. But as children, we went to church. We attended a parochial school later on. All of us, went to church. You had Sunday Mass. You had my communion. You had all different holidays, Easter, holidays on the Catholic calendar, and they guided my life. Looking back on it, I kind of think this training kept me on the straight and narrow. And I believe that God had his hand on me at the time. But maybe I didn't always see it, or maybe I didn't understand it, but he had his hand on me nevertheless. I went through, got to high school, went to college. By the time I got into the service, I was in 1971. I wasn't really all that great. I wasn't really happy, put it that way. My family was having trouble. I was going through some stuff personally, questioning life. What was my purpose in life? And I went away to get away from things, lot of time on my hands. I went into the service. I went to basic training at Fort Dix, New Jersey. Then I went to advanced training in San Antonio, Texas, where I trained as a pharmacy technician. And then I went out to an hour state, which is up Fort Riley in Kansas. And that was a culture shock. So here it is, you have this kid from New York City, out in the middle, literally in the middle of nowhere, rural farm area. And I said, wow. we had a running joke where only thing you see for miles around is 4 miles. So eventually I settled in. I still made some plans. But still it's going through those internal struggles. I remember going back to my scouting days. I remember one time I was having some internal struggles. I don't know where I got a book called The Invitation of Christ. Whenever I read that, my spirit was troubled. Whenever I read that, it brought me comfort. It was the word that brought me comfort. And it quieted my spirit. By the time I got into the service, my spirit was kind of troubled. Being heavy into the music scene at the time, when a lot of the so-called icons of rock and roll started passing away, then by the end of 1971, I realized that, this part of my life is over. This particular phase, I don't mean over physically, I would say more like a chapter in my life. Then I felt that I was like a starting line again. Okay, what was my purpose in life? I never had a problem with my identity or who I was, it's just what was my purpose. And I began a slow search. I read about different things, different religions. Then I began to question my own purpose in life. And then one day, a couple of guys came by and invited me to a Christian conference. I decided to go. I had nothing else to do about the weekend. So I had nothing to do, so I went to that conference. And there was a lot of, basically more college kids going there. I had University of Kansas, Kansas State, Dixon. They were all college. And the first thing I noticed there was that people were so happy. And it was genuine happiness. It wasn't turning on charm or anything like that. Genuine happiness. I had never seen that in my life. And I was wondering what was it all about. Somebody that had a speaker come up that at one of the meetings, and the speaker came up to him. You can have a personal relationship with God. But I've been to church all my life. I never heard that particular statement. If I did in the past, maybe I just didn't pay attention. I don't recall. But that statement stuck with me all night. Then I really began to ask, what I must have had in that short time span I had at least. I won't be surprised if I had 75 or 50 questions about many things. And, I got to know the people that I talked about it. A lot of the people there, some of the people that just saw their lives, some that just come, I just listened to the county, and I'm not one to say much, but I just kind of listen to Eric and absorb everything. And then when I got back to my base, I really saw the stark difference between people that I confidence in everyday life space, like night and day. It's kind of like a cold, flat space. I say, wow. How long to have that, long to have those things. I get. I want to have to be back there again. And that whole week was, I was under conviction. It was a tough week emotions, very difficult week. Everything made me irritable. Personally, I didn't yell and scream at everybody. Just being a little irritated. And then about 6 days later, I was by myself in my barracks late at night. I remember it was a foggy night. He smiled. I was getting on my knees praying, as it's coming to my heart. I was just tired spiritually. I was just tired, worn out spiritually and emotionally. And I just went to bed, just fell asleep. And I woke up again later on. When I woke up a second time later, 2 hours later, I felt so different this time. I felt clean and lighthearted. Bubbling. It was bubbling up inside of me. And how I described that feeling, it was like you have a cup under the faucet, running faucet. Filling the water, filling the cup, still flowing. That was the feeling that I had. Like as if I never sinned. And it was a wonderful feeling. I said, wow, it was wonderful. I was joyful, happy. People could see it on me. It was a life change. And I was able to meet other people who were Christian. I was read the Bible, studied the Bible, kept them, prayed in the place of my family, prayed all my friends, even out of the Bible, witnessed. And it was a wonderful time. I went through a period a little later on where you had those periods where you were kind of gone, but I could rely on God. The good person here. It was just such a wonderful time. I think I think my time in the service school not necessarily go faster. I was had a better frame of mind, actually a better frame of spirit, put it that way. And I remember when I left service, you know, I tried to find a church, and I did. Took a while, you know, out of the church. About 20 years. That's where I met my wife, Peach. You know, I met people, a lot of people, different spiritual backgrounds. We all, you know, Christian, love. And we just, worship God, pray, be anxious, be seated. You get a lot of things. There was one thing that the Lord just decided to say, and that I have to say that He has an ordinary. I'm thankful that I would share that in the world in my future self. I don't have those kinds of questions. I'm not sure. And life is the old saying. You know, life isn't always a bowl of cherries. Sometimes you end up in a pit. And I've experienced those times, but I use those times to assess, you know, where I am and, you know, where I needed to go. Now, going forward, particularly for 20 years, I went to another one. I sent it out, sent it out to the good. About the same period of time. But then I came up with my issues. My gender issues came up in the early 2000s. So I didn't know this was part of God. I wasn't quite sure what was going on in my life. But I remember I prayed, you know, this isn't of you. Don't take it away. And it was another trouble at the time, but now I can't get it. Well, I see. No, not that. Personally, I feel myself in a position. And in that time, I met. You do have spiritual strength. You have some subversion. Pray for those damaged by toxic, which you had to put down. You'll be down by church. And looking back, I would say that was the one question I felt had when I first heard that was to have a relationship right at the house. Here's the time of peace, supposedly peace and love. Love is it was like if he, you know, if you're part of those other guys, you push aside and look down. That was the question that I had. And in personal sense, I met people that most likely I would have never come in contact with. But the thing is, God loves them too. God loves you. Say, God, say, love them. Say, this is the law of Christians. Now, this is God's plan. God has a plan for everything. He has an order. But I thought from place, there was not from my way of place, of what? No, no, I get to understand. That thing, fly it out, but do it. But, no. So, happen as they happen. So there's a purpose for it. Now, that people now don't want to share my story. Love me, accept me, and I help. God's helping to help others as they struggle. And for the people in the grand, not performing. And the LGBT, sometimes it's been tough. Sometimes it's just been down. God loves them. And I'm just thankful to God for all that He's done and has to still do. I'm not. No, God has to walk with me to do. And this is what my testimony is. I hope that somebody touched my pray that if somebody listen, maybe you're going through a hard time, having difficulty. You put down because that was easy to you. Or, no, or not, break social class, whatever it is, you know, you're coming, God loves you. God loves you, God wants you to be healthy and change. Yes, you come into your life. I was tired of thinking about a verse, because God. And the verse that you should not only be coming, but accept the flesh, and that's from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 13. It says that for everyone all in the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I saw that in there. That whoever is that, I said, that means me. When I saw it, yeah, that means me. So I acted. And then it was the wonderful day of my life. And he can do the same thing. And hey, hope you enjoyed this. Pray that something is such fun. Just like, thank you for listening. Look forward to coming once again. God bless you. God bless you.